Just tell me who were the members of the band.
Well, it was Gordon, of course, yeah. And Eric Walby.
Was on saxophone.
And, yes, and Albert Larkin, who was on drums. Jeff Birch, who was the pianist. And then they brought in, oh, Doug Oliver was on the trumpet. And then later on, it was, there was somebody called Jim who came.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the, that was only the basic members of the band.
Did they play most Saturday nights?
Yeah, he played 100 times at Arrington, over 100 times at Arrington. Because I remember him saying this is our 100th dance at Arrington. They played at Royston Town Hall, the Steeple Warden, Barley, all sorts of places. And they were out every, sometimes Friday and Saturday nights. Just for those few short years, and then Skiffle came.
Yes,
and that
killed it.
Yeah.
Can you remember what the band used to earn?
Yes, they all had £1 each. So you had £5, and we used to go to dances. It was £0.50 to get into the dance hall, and the band, I think, charged, was it £5 or £6? They had £1 each, and I think Gordon used to ring me up and say, because they sold sheet music at Miller's then, and he'd heard a tune or something on the radio, and could you get me that sheet music? And that used to cost a shilling, or 1 and 6 pence.
So the members of the band were all reading musicians, were they?
Yes, yes, yes. Gordon wasn't very good at reading music, though.
Did they busk it? Did they busk at all, or was it mainly reading?
It was mainly reading, I think. Yeah. But Gordon was very good at... he just used to pick up a tune,
yes,
you know.
By ear, that's what I was trying to think of.
And
did he do the announcements?
Yes, he was frontman. He did all the announcements and everything.